Secondly, I would suggest that we encourage people. Build them up. Paul says in 1 Thessalonians, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you're already doing. There's a story in the New Testament that I just preached on a couple of weeks ago, and it was about the crippled woman in the synagogue. She was bent over, and Jesus points her out, and he lays his hands on her, and he heals her. Can you imagine how encouraged she was when she was able to stand up straight and go from being called a nameless woman in the beginning before she was healed to a daughter of Abraham? What a change, what a shift in status from being a nobody to being called by Jesus a daughter of Abraham. Wow, can you imagine how she felt when she left that place, not just physically, but emotionally as well? That you are set free from your ailment. Go, daughter of Abraham. Folks out there need a lot of encouragement right now. You probably know some folks that are very discouraged. People are stressed out now beyond belief. Maybe some of you are very stressed, very worried, very anxious. Maybe they're afraid of this, that, or the other. They're angry, insecure, discouraged. Know anybody like that? Reminds me of that scene from Cheers. Remember that old show, Cheers? Norm's sitting at the bar and he says, man, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there and I'm wearing milk-bone underwear. Ever feel like that? But there's good news. When you stumble upon somebody like that, somebody you know that may have milk-bone underwear on and the dogs are chasing them, maybe all you need to say to them is, God loves you. You matter. Your life means something. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, and God cares for you. Can you imagine somebody coming up to you and saying that to you? How you would feel? What difference that might make in someone's life? Don't be afraid to tell them God loves them. I don't care what they're going through. I don't care what kind of stress or family disaster or whatnot, whatever they're suffering from, it does not change the fact that God loves them and cares for them. And you might be the only Jesus that they meet. Encourage one another. Hebrews 3:13 says, but encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Who do you know right now, right this minute? What name, face pops into your mind that needs a word of encouragement today? Who needs a phone call? Who needs a card, a visit, a word of hope and help? Folks, and I'm throwing myself in this category too, we've got to slow down and notice people. We talked about how Jesus noticed the people along the way. We've got to slow down and start noticing people and not be so self-absorbed with our own stuff and start thinking about others. And I'm a firm believer that if we put our attention on others, our stuff doesn't seem so bad. We start thinking about the needs of others. In fact, I'm going to help you this morning. Open your bulletins if they didn't fall out already. There's a word of encouragement card that I had Donna print out and put in each bulletin today. Just a simple reminder to write down someone's name and then a word of encouragement. Maybe you want to use this card. Maybe just use this as a reminder. Put somebody's name on this card right now, if you're able. And if not, you can do it later. And then write out a word, thinking of you, praying for you. I know what you're going through, if you can. And just tell them that God loves them and you love them too. And that you're going to pray for them. Word of encouragement. Finally, the third way we can speak sweeter is to pray for people. Pray for one another. What a privilege it is to speak on behalf of God to people. When you're praying for people, you are speaking to them on behalf of God. Did you know that? You're God's representative. You're God's priest, if you will, when you speak to someone, when you're praying with someone. And on the other hand, you're going to God with their needs and their concerns and their cares and their worries. You're the intercessor, and that's why we have intercessory prayer, in that we take those needs and concerns to God. What a privilege it is to be a prayer warrior, to be a prayer partner. We've got Jenny Beal sitting back there, and has a bunch of ladies that every time there's a need, every time there's a concern in the church, she is called, and her ladies, and I'm probably some guys in there too, pray for us, pray for you, pray for our church every Monday in their circle. The Bible says, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. As I said in my prayer time, Aaron, Moses' brother, was the head priest, and only he was allowed to enter the Holy of Holies with the needs and the concerns of the people. But in the New Testament, Jesus has called us priests, the priesthood of all believers, and now we can take those concerns directly to the Father. We can pray through Jesus, who ultimately takes it to the Father. But we have a direct line. We don't have to go through a priest. We don't have to go through a pastor. We don't have to go through six or seven people. You have a direct line. A lot of people say, well, I'm going to ask you to pray for me because you've got a special connection. I ain't got no special connection any more than you do. You have the same connection that I have with God. We have a direct hotline to heaven. Did you know that? If you don't, you do. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18 says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. Be persistent in your prayers. Pray without ceasing, another translation says. For you see, there's power in prayer. And God answers all of our prayers. You've heard me say this before. I believe God answers them with yes. That's my will. It's done. And you see those prayers answered, don't you? And then there are prayers that say, nope, not going to happen, because I've got something better in store for you. And then the prayers are answered. And these are the hardest ones. Wait. 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 A lot of our shut-ins and homebound are regretful that they're not able to participate in the life of the church, like many of you do, serving and helping and running small groups and singing in the choir and the praise team and whatnot. But I remind them, and I'm thinking specifically of dear Miss Norma Shaw up at the Milford Nursing Home. What a prayer warrior. What a woman of faith. I say, Miss Norma, you can do the most important thing of all right here from your little room, and that's to pray for your church, to pray for your pastor, to pray for the people of God, to pray for the world. You are a prayer warrior, and you can make a difference in the lives of people. Don't ever say that you can't do anything. When we can't do anything for someone, we can always pray. Just remember that. And prayer is powerful because God inhabits the prayers of His people. And when we pray, the power of God is unleashed. And our faith is strengthened when we see prayers answered. And people get encouraged when we pray with them and for them. No one I've ever met has ever refused me to pray with them. And I don't think they'll ever turn you down either. If you see somebody that's struggling, you say, can I pray with you? Don't just say, well, I'll pray for you. See you later. No, pray for them right then and there. I don't care where you are, in the parking lot or in the bathroom or wherever. Just say a quick prayer for them. And you may not be comfortable with that, but the more you do it, the better you get at it. Prayer are words, sweeter words that we can use. I want to leave you with some sweet words this morning. At least I'm going to leave you from the sermon, and we're going to move into communion. And I want to share with you a word of blessing that comes from the Old Testament. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. Amen. Words that we can all use and say to encourage one another and to help one another and appreciate one another. Amen. Think we can remember that this week? Speak sweeter this week as you go through your life.